Luke chapter 19. Then he entered Jericho and went through it. And there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus, and he was a senior tax collector. And this man was rich, and he was trying to see who Jesus was, but he could not for the crowd, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a fig mulberry tree in order to see him, because it was by that way that he was going to cross through. And when he came to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him, and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down, for today I must stay in your house." So he came down hastily, and he received him in his house, rejoicing. But when they all saw it, they muttered among themselves, and they said, "He has gone in to lodge with a sinful man." Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, I am giving half my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I will repay it four times over." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what has got lost." As they heard these things, he again told a parable, because of him being close to Jerusalem, and of them thinking that the kingdom of God was immediately going to manifest itself prominently. So he said, "A certain nobleman went to a distant land to receive a kingdom for himself and to return. And he called 10 of his own servants and gave them 10 minas and said to them, 'Do business until I come.' But his citizens hated him, and they sent a delegation after him who said, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' And it came to pass, when he returned, having received the kingdom, that he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, in order to find out who had gained what in doing business. So the first came and said, 'Master, your mina has made a profit of 10 minas.' At this he said to him, 'Well done, you good servant, for you were faithful in a very small matter. Have authority over 10 cities.' Then the second came and said, 'Master, your mina has made 5 minas.' And he said to this one likewise, 'You too be in charge of 5 cities.' Then the other one came and said, 'Master, here is your mina, which I kept hidden in a sweatband, for I was afraid of you, for you are a harsh man. You take what you did not put there, and you reap what you did not sow.' So he said to him, 'I will judge you from your own mouth, you bad servant. You knew that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not put there, and reaping what I did not sow. So why did you not invest my money at a bank, so that when I came, I would have availed myself of it with interest?' Furthermore, he said to those standing around, 'Take the mina from him, and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' But they said to him, 'Master, he has 10 minas.' For I say to you that to everyone who has something, more will be given. But from him who does not have anything, even what he has will be taken away from him. However, bring those enemies of mine here, those who did not want me to reign over them, and execute them before me.' Then when he had spoken these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as he approached Bethsphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, that he sent off 2 of his disciples, and he said, 'Go off to the village opposite, in which, as you go in, you will find a tethered foal, on which no man has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone asks you, why are you untying it, you will say the following to him, "The Lord needs it." Then those who had been sent off went off and found it as he had told them. And as they untied the foal, its owners said to them, "Why are you untying the foal?" At this they said, "The Lord needs it." So they led it to Jesus, and they slung their own clothes onto the foal and mounted Jesus on it. As he rode, they strewed their clothes in the way. And as he was by now approaching the descent down the Mount of Olives, the whole company of the disciples started rejoicing and praising God in a loud voice for all the deeds of power which they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest realms." Then some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." But he answered and said to them, "I tell you that if these go quiet, the stones will cry out." And as he approached and saw the city, he wept over it, and he said, "If only you had known, and of all times on this day of yours, the things pertaining to your peace. But as it is, they are hidden from your eyes, because the days will come upon you when your enemies will throw up a rampart round you, and they will surround you and enclose you from all sides. And they will dash you and your children in you to the ground, and they will not leave stone on stone in you, because you did not know the occasion of your visitation." Then, when he had gone into the temple, he went on to throw out those who sold things in it, and those who bought them, saying to them, "It stands written, 'My house is a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And he taught in the temple each day, but the senior priests and the scribes were looking for a way to dispose of him, as were the leading men of the people, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were completely enraptured listening to him.